What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
The What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. Today, we have a Wild Card Wednesday. As you guys know, we are preparing for season 10, but we still want to support our business owners. So with that being stated, we have Nicole Kirk with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, guys. I'm excited to be on the show.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. How we usually get started is pretty much asking who is the guest. So for you, who is Nicole?
Yeah. So I live in Texas. I am married and I have three kiddos. Me and my husband own a company called Dear Heart. Our core mission is to create conversations about Jesus and everything that we design. God's taken us on a wild journey, and I'm sure we'll get into that here in a little bit. But yeah, that's who I am. And yeah, God's awesome and I'm excited to be here.
I love that. So with me being on my own spiritual journey and being a business owner, sometimes you kind of like get in your own head. Should I be doing this? Is this really what God wants me to do? Or should I be doing that? So for you, I know you've had different pivotal moments in your life, being married, having kids, now being a business owner. How do you differentiate what God has for you versus what you feel is for you?
Oh, goodness. I guess I should probably share like our founding story now, because that just explains that whole situation. So I went to school to be a dietitian. I just was fascinated with the way like food worked with the body. I also thought maybe I should go be a coach or a teacher. Like I was searching, you know, trying to figure out all these things. So eventually I graduated from Texas Tech University with a human science degree, I think. But obviously, I didn't use that for what I'm doing. This spring in 2013, I had a friend that was going on a mission trip, and I had been dabbling in crafting jewelry and other things to use as gifts because me and my husband did not have, I mean, we were living paycheck to paycheck. We had nothing. And so that's how I was kind of gifting. I was trying to like make some money on the side. Anyway, I had this friend going on a mission trip, and I said, let me make some bracelets for you. Let's put them on Etsy. Let's see, you know, what happens to help you go. And in 24 hours, we sold over $1,000 of these bracelets. And at that time, I had never seen that amount of money in my entire life. And so it was just so cool. But I thought, you know, people just really love her. She shared the link. Like, that's why people bought that. And that was that. The next day, we go to give her, you know, the check. And give it to her, walk away, telling my husband, like, wow, so cool, we could do that. My phone goes off, and there is a sale that is the exact amount of the check that we had given her from somebody across the country, unrelated. There was no time for her to call somebody to tell them about the check, like nothing. So when that happened, it was like, okay, God, like, I see you. Something's going on here. We got to figure out what this is. And so ever since that day, we've just been obediently doing big, scary things every day. And it honestly has made my life so much more adventurous and beautiful than my plans ever could have.
I love that, because one thing that I did here was obedience. And I feel like when you follow direction that God has given you, that's where the blessings and the gifts and all the things come. And so when you said, as far as when the company first began, how did the name Dear Heart come about?
Yeah, so I had just dabbled in a few different names, and they always had heart in it. I was like, oh, should it be Beauty of Heart? Should it be, you know, what should it be? And I just like have always been drawn to like inspirational words, feel good, things, but also obviously scripture. And I just felt like scripture was God writing a letter to our hearts, you know, when we're reading through it. Of course, it's living, that tells us different things every time. But yeah, Dear Heart is basically like writing letters to your heart, like God speaking to you.
I love that. So you started with bracelets, and I was looking at your Instagram, and you guys have expanded so much. How did you know where to add certain, like if it's clothing or if it's rings or necklaces, whatever the case may be? What made you make the decision on to expand the business?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we started out with jewelry, and I like to say, like, I knew here we were supposed to do this, but it really is a day-to-day thing. And the Holy Spirit's cool and creative. People don't talk about how creative the Holy Spirit is and the ideas that he gifts you with. But I feel like he just walking with God and staying really close to him and everyday design. I mean, literally when I'm designing stuff, I'm opening the word and I'm like, give me something, right? Like I, you know, have to come up with this design. But truly, it's just been listening to him, seeing what we, you know, have room for. The apparel, we tested it, I think early 2017, maybe we tested apparel, but we really, in 2020, we bought our automatic printing press, which was crazy to try to figure out how to learn. But that really opened the door to be able to bring in apparel, because when you do your apparel in-house, of course, it's a big learning curve, but you can test, you know, designs, and you can do so much and have so much control over what you're doing. So we did that about then. But yeah, each year we just think, you know, it'd be cool to add this on. And so that's kind of, I think we added leather goods slash a few years ago. We're trying to get into books, different add-ons for that for sure.
And as a business owner, because like I mentioned, I was on your Instagram and I saw community. What does it mean as far as a benefit when it comes to keeping community around or entrusting community and creating that atmosphere for, you know, for you to hear them and then like, okay, I hear what you guys want. Let's go ahead and try and implement it.
Oh, absolutely. We love hearing feedback from our customers. And we also have a wholesale side of our business. About 50% of our business is wholesale and 50% is retail. And so we have really great relationships with even store owners. And they're hearing, so it's kind of nice to get to hear directly from our customers, and then we get to hear indirectly from other store owners that are in person with their customers every day. So it's just, yeah, I love working with what people are wanting to see. And it really helps me too when I'm, you know, kind of bare on ideas and I see, okay, this person said XYZ, let's look into that and see what we can do.
And when it comes to the wholesaling, how did you get into that portion of the business when it comes to building those relationships with those store owners?
Oh, yeah. So the first wholesale market we did was Dallas Market at the World Trade Center in Dallas. And that was a crazy experience if you've never been in there. I mean, it's just like floor. Have you ever been in there before?
I have not, but it's off of 30. 35?
Yes. The outside, I always say the outside is like the ugliest building. I'm like, I can't believe
the big brown one, right?
Yes.
I know. Exactly.
I was like driving up to it and I was like, is this it? But when you get inside, it's just floors and floors and floors of just stores to shop for your store. And there's floors that have temporary booths, which is typically where we are. But you set up like a 10 by 20 or a 10 by 10 and then stores come and shop. And that is a crazy experience the first time, but we go there every January and June. My team's actually in Atlanta today for our first time doing Atlanta Market, which is the biggest gift market, I would say, in the U.S. So hopefully that goes good for them this week. They got the booth set up. It's beautiful. We're excited to meet more people there.
Okay, so expansion now to getting help, getting assistance. As business owners, and I'm not going to say for everybody, but I can say for me, I have a lot of control over the things that I do when it comes to, because outside of the podcast, I also help people produce and launch. And so I want to do all the editing. I want to do all the graphics because I don't know if I bring somebody in, they're going to have the same quality as me or just heard the quick turnaround, right? So for you, what did that mean to release that control aspect so you can get support in your business?
Absolutely. So that is, I would say, every business owner's biggest hurdle, right?
Right.
It's like you created this baby and you're trying to keep it exactly how you want. But what I found was through prayer for specific people, through, you know, just letting go of that, like trusting, like, okay, God, like, I can't grow all this myself. That'd be impossible. And I would be exhausted and I wouldn't be able to, you know, have a life at all. Or nobody can grow anything into a big business by themselves. That'd be crazy. But what I found is when I did let go and I found people who were really great at what I'm not good at. I mean, I'm a creative and I'm not good at a lot of things, but finding those people who are good at what you're not good at is wonderful. And they can help you build and come alongside of you. And I know that we wouldn't be in Atlanta. We wouldn't be opening a store. We wouldn't be doing all the things that we are doing if I was by myself, because I wouldn't have the capacity to. But God has been so kind to just put the perfect people in my life at the perfect times of when we're about to do the next thing, that allow us to do the next thing. And that's truly, I truly think it's divine, because I talk to so many business owners that are like, how do you find help? Like, how do you keep your team encouraged? How do you find the right people? And I'm like, it's not me for sure. Like, God's just leading me and putting the perfect people. I mean, it's crazy to look at the timeline. It's literally like, we're about to do this. And he's like, here you go. It's really great.
I love that. So I want to go back a little bit as far as like challenges, because we all go through them. How did you pivot to make sure that you are where you are today? You didn't quit. You stayed obedient. And with the guidance of God, you are still here today.
Yeah. I mean, my husband's a big part of that. Like, he just has always been so encouraging and, you know, on my teammate, you know, getting through the wild times. But being a business owner is hard and it takes perseverance. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. And it's not, you know. So, yeah, I think what's helped me is having God at the center. Like, being a business owner is so much big risk. There's so much risk in it. And a lot of people play it safe and they never actually get to see. And they're not obedient, right? Like, God's like pushing them to do something. They're like, no, that's too scary. Like, I'm not doing that. If there's so many times that if I would have said, no, like, that's too scary, I'm risking, you know, this, I would never have gotten to go on this awesome adventure and see all the things that I've got to see and do. And yeah, I, every day, it hasn't stopped. It's not like I did a big leap and then it was like, okay, I'm here. It's a daily thing of like, okay, God, where are you taking us? What are you wanting us to do here? Who do we need to find? What's the next path? And it's all risky and it's all scary. It doesn't get easier. Well, it gets easier to be obedient, because you do it and you're like, oh, God took care of me. Like, it's that, you know, he's going to take care of you, but like, seeing it, he took care of me there. He's going to take care of me here. Like, just as long as you're listening to him and he's going to take care of you. Like, that's all I can say about that.
For sure. So as a creative, I know right now we're figuring out how to show up more on social media. We're figuring out podcasting landscapes. We're figuring out all the different things. So for you, what is a system that you can share with us that has helped you elevate and scale your business?
Finding the right people. Yeah, honestly, you can't do it yourself. I, like, my social media, I, praise God, rarely touch very much anymore, because our team is so awesome. And it's not just one person. It's like, we have an awesome photographer. We have a very organized person that's able to put this stuff together. We have a creative person that knows, like, what people are wanting to see. Yeah, putting together an awesome, awesome team. Because even 2-3 years ago, when I was trying to keep up with the social media and do all those outlets, I just couldn't do them well, because I was stretched then and couldn't do very much. So honestly, finding an awesome team is the best.
Very nice. And so when you were looking for your team, was it a situation where you went through Fiverr, Upwork, or was it community-based at church? How were you able to get a team?
Yeah. So in the beginning, it was a lot of who I knew, like, who, you know, this person's sister or cousin or somebody at church. Because also, like, there in the beginning, it's really hard to, like you said, trust people and to do different things. But as we've grown, honestly, we'll just put out a application on social media and we get an inbox full of applicants. And that is such a blessing for people, I guess, to see what we do and what are excited to be a part of it. So that's really where we've found our people, is because the people that follow you on social media obviously like what you do and are passionate about it. So that's where we found most of our best people at.
Okay. And with you being a seven-figure business, how are you staying grounded during these times? Because it's only going to go up from here, right? Because you're staying the course, you're doing what God is telling you to do. So how do you stay grounded?
Yeah, I know, like when you say that, that's kind of surreal. It's kind of crazy. I honestly don't feel any different than before. Like, I feel like we're just continuing on, you know, what God has for us, reinvesting in our business, doing new big things. Like this year, we're finally starting in 2021, we bought 10 acres out on a highway. We live in Wichita Falls, Texas. So about 2 hours north of where you are. Bought 10 acres, built a 2,000 square foot shop there. And ever since then, we've built a new building every year on this land. It is crazy. And so me and my husband joke, we're like, are we not going to build a building this year? But we have to because we keep outgrowing. And so I'm filming this in my living room because I've been without an office for a year and a half because I gave mine to our GM because she needs it more than I do. She's managing all these people and I can work on my computer wherever. But I finally will have an office again this year. We're building our headquarters out there. It's a huge, beautiful building. We have headquarters, photography studio, a commercial kitchen for the store we're opening also this year in 2 months. We're opening a store on a main street in town. We bought a lot, are building it up from the ground. So a lot of the money that we have, we just reinvest in our people and reinvest in building to see, you know, God, what's the next thing for us? So it's, yeah, been a crazy ride for sure.
That, well, for one, I want to say congratulations because that is really a lot of growth.
Yes.
Because when did you first start from the mission?
Yes, it was 2013, but I always say like, and we grew every single year. Like God like has done that, not us. Mm-hmm. God has done that every single year, but our crazy like was about 2021 when I was obedient, you know, like it was scary to buy those 10 acres. Like we had just been renting places and I kept driving by these 10 acres from my house into town and I was like, oh, that so good to build right there. And that was scary. I mean, it was such a scary thing. I think the land was like $120,000, which sounds so great today. But yeah. Today it would be like, I don't even know what it would be today. But back in 2021, that's how much it was. And that was a scary purchase for us. And we did it. And yeah, I'm so glad we did because we wouldn't be able to like grow and do the things that we do without that land. So it's been amazing and such a blessing to, so glad I said yes that year to that.
Very good. All righty. Well, is there anything you feel like I left off as we wrap up? I just want to throw it to you. If you want to give anybody any wise words that's listening or watching, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you.
Yeah, honestly, like the best thing I ever did in my entire life was have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And he has just altered my life in so many ways. I'm trying not to get emotional about it every time I talk about Jesus. Oh, okay. But yeah, I just, anybody that's listening that doesn't know him, like, I just implore you to please just like go learn about him. He's not this untouchable figure or this religious, like standoffish, you know, thing. He can be your best friend and just is so kind to help you through life and he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. And yeah, I mean, in life, if you don't have a business, in life, in business and anything, like I couldn't do the things that I do without him by my side.
That's beautiful. Well, Cole, tell the people how they can stay up to date with you, social media, website, etc.
Yeah, so you can shop on www.dearheartdesigns.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Dear Heart Co. And Facebook, I think, is the same handle as that. And we also do have a TikTok. The girls, not me, because I don't know how to do TikTok, but my girls do. And I think it's also Dear Heart Co.
Beautiful. All righty. Well, I want to say thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I know this really hit my spirit to just really stay aligned with what God has for me. So thank you so much for being a light today. And anyone that's listening, if you're listening to this morning, noon, evening, or night, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of What's Good Podcast. And we will see you guys next time.
Thanks, Bianna. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Siobhan. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.